My name is Mom Rose Tamai. When I was 9 years old, I was raped by my father's friend. Then I grew up with that trauma. And then when I was 19 years old, again, I was raped.
Welcome to another episode of Shemile Oregi Podcast, where we delve deep into pressing issues that demands our attention. And today, we are shining a spotlight on the crucial global campaign that aims to eradicate one of the most pervasive and insidious problems in our society, which is gender-based violence. This year's theme is Invest to Prevent Violence Against Women and Girls. Before we delve into the heart of our discussion, let's set the stage. The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is an annual international campaign that kicks off on November 25, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and concludes on December 10, which is the Human Rights Day. Gender-based violence impacts individuals globally, affecting 1 in 3 women, regardless of their age, race, or locations, and affects physical or sexual intimate partners or non-partner sexual violence.
Domestic violence is defined by the National Domestic Violence Hotline as a forced pattern of behavior in any relationship that is used to gain or maintain power and control over an individual. This behavior is considered abusive because it is unwanted and often unwarranted by the person who is being abused. Such abuse can come in the form of physical, sexual, emotional, financial, or psychologically damaging actions that negatively influence another person. Domestic violence can happen to anyone, regardless of age, race, or gender.
As we embark on these 16 days of activism, it is crucial to understand the urgency of addressing this issue. It is not just a women issue. It is a human rights issue that impacts entire communities and societies.
Dazed and confused, misused and abused, even beaten and bruised. No one understood my pain. The evil man in you, imprisoned in my own mind. Let my thoughts be my bars. Let my imaginations be my warden. Let my dreams be my cellmates. Even the tears of those who left us were not wiped.
Their dreams never achieved. Their mouths not shut.
They wanted to live, but you already took a decision for them.
You saw it very normal to rape and kill her. What have we done to deserve this?
What have we done? What have we done to deserve this? Enough is enough. Men who are supposed to protect us now use us as their daily recipe. Is it a crime to be born female? Why should I live in fear? Why should I be a victim of gender-based violence? Why? Why me?
So, why 16 days? These days symbolize a powerful call to action, emphasizing that ending gender-based violence is not just a short-term effort, but a commitment that requires sustained year-round attention.
Women, we cannot, the human being, the family, the nation, the community, all depends on women, first and foremost. If this was to be known, then we would put the women in their right places. Because gender-based violence causes emotional stress, depression, it deprives an individual, even affects her mentality, her ability, her strength, it embarrasses and shames them, and they become nothing.
During these 16 days, communities worldwide unite to raise awareness, challenge societal norms that perpetuate violence, and advocate for policy changes that protect survivors and hold perpetrators accountable. Each year, the campaign focuses on specific themes to address different facets of gender-based violence. This year's theme is Invest to Prevent Violence Against Women and Girls. To address the root cause of violence, create safer environments, and promote gender equality, I spoke to a gender and relationship expert, Olaide Fatayo, who emphasized the need to accelerate efforts in the fight against gender-based violence.
Any relationship that does not make you feel good, that gives you violence, either physically or emotionally, is toxic. Please leave the relationship. Move out of such relationship.
She stated that the media is working hard and that the community and religious institutions should stop spreading the illusion that individuals should stay in their marriages even if they are not satisfied.
The media is doing a lot of job in getting women and the girl child or the female child involved in saying no to violence. But I do really think some of our religious organization and the community should join the media in saying no to violence. Because some religious organizations do not tell the females the truth on what to do. They tell them, you don't know what's happening in other people's house. It might just be a mistake. It won't happen again. And God does not want separation. Things like that should stop. They should tell the girl child or the woman what's the right thing. They try to make people endure their marriage. And marriage is not to be endured, but enjoyed.
She stated that the media is working hard and that the community and religious institutions should stop spreading the illusion that individuals should stay in their marriages even if they are not satisfied. She added that violence is not exclusive to girls but also affects men, and that communities should be able to speak out against it on behalf of young girls.
We are only centered on the woman, but men too are going through a lot, but our community is not helping them, which we really need to do. So men do suffer violence from their wives, but the community is not helping them to speak up. Please, anyone should not suffer from violence. Be you a woman, a man, a boy, a girl, please come up and speak up.
She, however, advised all and sundry to always pick up in whatever situation they find themselves in.
We should just try and ensure that we don't brainwash people to stay in a relationship. If a relationship is toxic to them, please, we can talk to them to move out of the relationship. I had a friend, she's late now. People talk to her to move out of the relationship, but what she does say is everyone has his or her own bad behavior. She was going to manage her lover, her then lover. She only knew the man had an anger problem and they would sort it out. But it was actually the guy that actually killed her when they had issues. But if she had left the relationship, maybe that wouldn't have happened. So please, be you a woman, a man, a girl, or a boy. Please, leave toxic relationships.
As we wrap up today's episode, remember that the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence is not just a campaign, it's a call to action for each one of us. By breaking the silence and raising our voices, we contribute to a world where everyone can live free and fear of violence. Thank you for joining me on this important journey. Until next time, let's continue breaking the silence and working towards a future free from gender-based violence. Bye.